Gopinath.
Radha Raman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
No Radhika there. No Radharani on the side of Krishna.
No.
What have you seen? Charumara?
I've seen
Radha Raman. I saw Dhanmohan in Karoli alone. And Radharani in another room, and the sun, when the devotees want to see them combined, they have to pay something, and then Radharani is taken to Madan Mohan. They are separate, living separately in Karoli, that is a fashion there. But that place, only Govinda Raman there alone, I did not see like that.
So far, I remember even in Vrindavan, the Govindaji's temple, they both Radharani and Krishna.
In Jaipur.
Oh, I said that.
Govindaji in Jaipur, Radharani.
In Jaipur.
Yes. Radharani is there.
Yeah, Radharani is there.
Yeah. I heard they were brought in later.
Oh, I see.
But maybe it's not true.
He's saying that he heard that they have been brought in later. Radharani was brought in later on.
Where? In Jaipur or in all these temples?
Jaipur. Yeah, all these temples.
Jaipur may have some particular case. When I visited Jaipur, I found the priest has made his tilak in this way, this flat way. I asked him, he's a Bengali Brahmin. The priests are all recruited from Bengal because the society is of Bengal. I asked him, what is this that you have taken this Shaiva tilak? He was perplexed and avoided me. I could understand, understand them, that they are under the control of the king, who is influenced by the smarta.
Oh,
so they are compelled to do in that way. The smarta conception of Krishna, they recognize, give recognition to Krishna, but not to their bhakta, devotees. They are all maya. That is Krishna alone they want to worship. And they think the gopis, Yashoda, Nanda, Vasudeva, all, they are all jiva, devotee. But not Krishna's constant companion, Nitya Lila, they do not recognize. The Krishna means the eternal Krishna, and the devotees are also eternally connected with him. This is Vaishnava conviction. And the smart conviction, the Krishna represents Brahma, his Advaya alone, and he descended here and made connection with the human beings, could maybe of higher order. But they are not eternal friends to them. This is the consideration of the smarta of Mayavad.
Maharaj, this reminds me that when Srila Sanatana Goswami got Madan Mohanji, when Madan Mohanji came to Sanatana Goswami, he did not come with Radharani, he was just alone. When he found,
Madan Mohan was being worshipped in family, but only Madan Mohan, and no Radharani. No, then Radharani was brought, manifested later on.
As Maharaj, another thing is that
might have been under the influence of the smarta, they might have done so like that.
In Jaiva Dharma, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that a pure devotee does not worship the deities in the temple. He worships Manushe Radha Govindev Seva Karen. Eta hoche jokhon Tarko Churamoni ekjon eshe, ek tarkik jokhon eshe, oi বৈষ্ণবদের সভায় এলেন,
সেটা তো মোটামুটি বিচার রয়েছে। অর্চায়ণে বহরে যত পূজাং শ্রদ্ধা হতে নতুন ভক্ত সভক্ত প্রাগত কনিষ্ঠাধিকারী the devotee of the lowest order, they, but they are manusha puja, they are bhava puja, is nearer approach to Govinda Papa. Not only they are physical, help in the physical plane is not necessary for them. When I came to Gauriya Math first, I found only Mahaprabhu's Srimurti there. I asked that this Srimurti very vivid, it is out of Daru or Shila or asked. They were very much enraged with me and told, don't look like that. It is Sakshat Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu himself. You must try to look like that. Don't take this material connection with your visit in this way. Then I put the question that if he is Sakshat Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu himself, then why a junior devotee amongst you worship him? Why not the highest amongst you, your Gurudev? He is not with him? That was my question. If Mahaprabhu himself is present here, then the highest among you, he must keep any, but he is on the upstairs and your Sakshat Mahaprabhu is on the outdoor room. What is the matter? Then the answer came, he is also with Mahaprabhu in his heart. He is always in the company of Mahaprabhu, and that Mahaprabhu is in his within his heart. It is clearly shown there. And that is, and that sort of Mahaprabhu is of higher order than this Mahaprabhu. Then also I told, it may be like that. Then, of course, we are encouraged to see this Mahaprabhu, this Achyamurti, ignoring our high experience, to try. Of course it is good. But the Bhava Puja within the heart, that shows Madhyamadhikar. A higher realized soul. The sannyasins are generally expected in prasadam also. The ordinary people, when it will take to the temple and offer to the deity, then take out that prasadam, then it is prasadam. But the sannyasins, without connection of the temple, they offer mentally to the Lord, and they take that prasadam. And the Mahabhagavat, he neither has connection with the temple nor in mental offering. But whatever comes to him, he says that my Lord is sending to me today this for my food, this is prasadam. No necessity of any formality. Well, this is mental formality with the middle class, and the gross formality is to be observed on the third class. But otherwise, they may not have a real deep conception about the divinity. They should begin by, just as a boy begins to write, he wants some a big pen, and sometimes on the ground he is requested to write down the letters. and then grown up, then some paper, this rough paper, and with bamboo or some other pen. And when higher, then of course with
pen
and the fine paper. And that to begin with, because our attention is addicted and is always engaged in gross things. So the Lord has come, if He wants to come to us, He has to come in that gross plane, this is Acha. Parabhuha Vaibhav Antarjani and Acha. And most graciously He come to our gross level to take us up from that plane to the subtle and more subtle. That is the process to help us. Hare Krishna.
That reminds me, Maharaj, in the beginning, when I was with Prabhupada, I just, one day I told Prabhupada, go to Calcutta. Whenever I go to Calcutta, I feel very much tempted to eat sweets from the shops. then Prabhupada said, well, it's all Krishna. I mean, eat. There is no harm. Eat Krishna Prasad. But I said, but Prabhupada, I go to the shops and eat sweets. Then Prabhupada said, well, after all, everything is Krishna Prasad. Everything has been given by Krishna.
Anyhow, to connect ourselves with that divine connection. Anyhow, to be near to that connection, Krishna Sati, that is to be roused within us, any way or other. As I am posted, I must begin from there. Loki Bhavayam Yomantra Seva, Nittastu Jantu Nahitattva Chodana, Bhavastati Stresu Vivaha Yukham Suragavi, Asuna Vittarishta. In the lowest class, when there is affinity to many filthy things. Even the Shastra and the Mantra and Sadhu come to that lower level to lift them up gradually. Parakshavadadi doyam balanaman shasana. By installments, they are to give advices to us.
Gradual
development. To our lowest level, by the will of Krishna, the sadhu and the shastra have to come to check out. Oh, Manusamhita says, I take this fish, this meat, don't take that fish, that meat. Because if you do that, you will be many diseases will come and attack and disturb you. That also become to restrict him, to take him in the way of restriction in a gradual process. Then Manusamhita says, Priviti Resha Bhutanang Nivittistu Mahapala. But all I have given permission here for your food, this is when you cannot shake yourself. And it is impossible for you to check your, to think of, and to be independent of these allurements. But don't think that this is as pure as the renunciation of this mundane food. Nivettistu Mahapala. If you can give them up, you will have a great achievement is waiting for you. If you can check and control yourself from the greed of all this food stuff. Nivettistu Mahapala. Then again it will come that nivritti, mere renunciation has got no value at all. You must connect with the highest divinity. Otherwise, you don't fetch any real value to you, this bag of the prasad you must take. In this gradual process, they are arranging for good. Gold hari bol, gold hari bol.
Maharaj, this reminds me of another incident in Vrindavan. I used to cook for Prabhupada there, and Prabhupada wanted me to get some vegetables, and one of the vegetables was the bitter melon, Corolla. And he asked me to get Palong Shak, Corolla, Kumro, Begun, and Mulo. So then I went to the market and bought things. And then when I came back, so I told Prabhupada I got all the vegetables. Then Prabhupada asked me, tell me what all you got. And so I started telling him one by one after the other. I got the spinach, I got the radish, I got the pumpkin, I got eggplant. And then I remembered that I forgot to bring the Corolla. I forgot to bring the bitter melon. And those days, Prabhupada was not feeling very well. And I knew that if I told Prabhupada that I forgot to bring the Corolla, he'd be very angry. So I lied to him. I told him, and I got the Corolla. And I thought that I'll just send somebody to the market and get some Corolla. And so Prabhupada told me, okay, you bring all these vegetables.
You give me.
Yes, bring them here, I'll show you how to cut them. And then I immediately ran out. And there was a boy, he used to work in the guest house. So I told him that you take the cycle and immediately go to the market. Well, first of all, I went to the kitchen and looked around for if they had any Corolla, if they had any bitter melon.
Yes, in their stock.
In their stock. But they also there was no Corolla.
Yes.
And then I sent this boy to the market in a cycle and told him that immediately you get it. And in the meantime, I was waiting outside the gate for this boy to come back. And at last he comes back and tells me that there is no Corolla in the market. And that time I was totally, then I felt that now I am finished. Now I have to go and tell Prabhupada that I have lied to him. And now, he'll be extremely angry with me and he'll, he will chastise me and then he'll feel very bad. And then, I felt totally surrendered. Then I started praying to Krishna, Krishna.
Come to my
you are the only hope for me.
Come to my
village. And I kept on praying that, I'm mine. And if, Prabhupada, chastises me or whatever he does with me, I don't care. But I'm very much concerned about his health, and if he gets angry, then it'll be...
Excitement will cause damage his health.
Yeah. And thinking that, I felt totally, very numb.
Perplexed.
And then I started walking back towards the kitchen, and then I saw that right on the veranda, on the way back to the kitchen, there's one single bitter melon lying on the floor. And I just pounced on it, picked it up and ran. And then I took all the vegetables. And I just kept on praising Krishna. The Krishna, you are so merciful.
Miracle.
And I still don't know, Maharaj. What to think of this? And then I went to Prabhupada. By the time it was quite late, Prabhupada was already having his massage. So I went and told Prabhupada, I brought the vegetables. And so Prabhupada said, well, cut this like that. And so I told, and I started cutting them according to his instructions. And then at last I picked up the bitter melon and I told him, Prabhupada, now how should I cut the bitter melon? And Prabhupada looked at me with a smile and said, yes, bitter melon. He said it. I knew that Prabhupada knew what happened.
Well, I had to manage it on your behalf. Well, to keep up your prestige, just as Arjun to Hanuman, that we are told that in Treta Yuga you have to construct a bridge to go to Lanka, and with the help of trees and the stones and so many awkward things, there was not a good Tirandaz ki bow.
Archer.
You know, such good archer,
yes,
who can construct a bridge only with the arrows.
Yes.
Then Hanuman replied, oh, you can't conceive the matter. The stones were so heavy that the bridge constructed by your arrows that cannot stand, that will go down. Then Arjun told, it is impossible. If I construct the bridge with my arch, with my arrows, none can break it down. No pressure. Then let us go and see. Then Arjun constructed with arrow a bridge, and Hanuman, he took so many stones with him, even tied to his room, the hairs on his body, and he's going, and with the pressure, the bridge is going down, but not finally broken. In this way he passed. Then Hanuman, anyhow, some sort of bridge was somewhat damaged, but it could not be broken completely. Then the Hanuman was little defeated. Then Krishna, coming to Arjuna, he says, what have you done? My head, I feel much pain on my head. What's the matter? That when Hanuman was passing with his weight, your arrow bridge is going down. Wherever it's going down, I am putting my head there. And Hanuman, wherever he puts his foot, I put my head there below. So anyhow, he passed. Arjun, of course, he promised that if my bridge is a failure, then I won't live, I shall die. So to save you, I had to take so much trouble. And don't you know what he would say, nonplussed, or something like that. But for your earnestness and your repentance and all these things, I had to seek your anyhow. This karma for you to keep up your prestige. In Yoga Shastra it is mentioned that asteya, when one can practice the subtle check the subtle form of greediness, perfectly has checked, then he comes in a stage, whatever he wants, that thing automatically comes to him. Just as when one do not speak any falsehood, any lie, then whenever he speaks anything, that cannot but be true. Bhakshiddha. Whatever he speaks, that comes to be true. Siddha Bhakta, Asteya, where no greed, it has been practiced within. Then whenever he wants anything, that will come to him automatically. This is the natural arrangement of Prakriti. So Prakriti, what we see to be a rigid, inert and dead thing, it is not so actually. It is all conscious, and a conscious and a reasonable hand behind it. So all these are possible. One who does not speak lie, whatever he speaks, that comes to happen. One who does not want anything, if he wants anything, that must come here, Asteya. A yogi willing something. Paramananda Prabhu, Prabhupada's personal assistant and the most senior disciple, boy disciple, he was traveling in a train with Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sagar, towards Haridwar. Then Paramananda Prabhu felt hungry and he asked Prabhupada, "Then I am hungry, I want some halwa." Then Prabhupada told us, "Perhaps that may not be available here." Yes, in the next station, let us try if we can get that, we shall purchase. Then there was a yogi in that carriage with Prabhupada talking about devotional things and yoga. Prabhupada, "Oh, what does he say, boy?" Prabhupada told that he wants some halwa, he is hungry. "Oh, yes, is it?" Then he put his hand outside the window, through the window, and take this is halwa, I take it. This is siddhi. This is the arrangement. And the devotees, they do not want this, but still they wait to serve the devotees. Such siddhi. Mukti shayang mukulitan jani shivati ismam dhadmattha kam gataya samaya prajitmatikha. They are always awaiting. Whenever a devotee wants, they get the chance to serve them. Devotees very rarely, they may take such course on account of Krishna's service. Thus, just newcomers have come to serve Krishna, he will be discouraged if he is unsuccessful in his attempt. So Krishna manages to help a junior devotee. "Then all right, I want to take leave of you now. It is too late. I accept you."
The car is there. আমি ট্রেনে করে আসছিলাম, তো আদিধান প্রভু বললো আমি গাড়িতে করে যাওয়া যায়।
হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি।
আমরা নিচে যাই এখন,
নিচে যান, কিছু প্রসাদ প্রসাদের ব্যবস্থা করে কখন বেরিয়ে কাল গৌর হরি বল।
Every time I show some desire to come here, I'm always reminded by the GBC resolution from higher authorities. Without the permission of the GBC, I cannot come here.